And welcome. This is Sean Wheeler. I'm coming to you live from my living room, also known as the den at my house. I don't have a den any longer because we have a three-bedroom house with two children. I think I'm probably like a lot of people where you wind up not having a den anymore once that third child gets here. Actually, second child takes care of the third bedroom. So I moved my office into the living room, which has now become my den. And since I live in beautiful, sunny, hot Phoenix, I've actually replaced the fireplace with a window air conditioner. Now, I didn't actually disassemble the fireplace. You know, that'd be kind of silly. But I did stick a window air conditioning. So if you hear this hum in the background, that would be the air conditioner trying to keep me cool as it's somewhere approximately 109 degrees outside right now. What's the purpose of this? There really is none. If you're listening to it, you've got to be bored out of your mind, but what the heck, I can't be any worse than I was when I started talking like this. You know, once in a while I get irritated, or sometimes I just think oddball things, you know. So I decided, what the heck, I read about podcasting, I thought I'd give it a try. Earlier today, I was tinkering around looking at podcasts and so forth, and I saw one that was, actually, I came across one with some people in Florida, and, you know, it was kind of ironic. They were complaining, if you will, about people who just ramble on, and then they stated, you know, in front of the whole world that they weren't going to do something as brutal as just ramble on their podcast, and then they proceeded to just talk about absolutely nothing for the next 15 minutes. So I kind of thought it was interesting that they're going to throw stones at everybody else for just rambling on because they could, you know, and they were rambling on themselves. So I'm not going to throw stones at anybody rambling on because I'm doing it right now. I may do it more in the future. At some point in time, who knows, maybe I'll actually say something profound. Excuse me. You know, the good news of that is if I do say something profound, it's recorded. So here goes. You know, here I am, I'm talking, and, you know, you're listening. So, well, good for both of us. So we're coming to you live. I've got a Playtonix headset. That's what I'm talking to you in. It's going into a Sony Vaio. And I'm looking at it on an old Dell monitor because, you know, like everybody else, I buy like 8, 10, 12 computers, and I just recycle parts as I can. So what do I want to talk about today? I want to talk about stuff that grows in your yard. You mean things that grow in your yard when you don't want them to. You know, grass is a nice thing if you like grass. Out here in Phoenix, you know, grass is a wonderful thing if you can afford to actually put water on the ground. You have to do put a lot of that water on the ground in order to get anything to grow. And then, of course, we do have rain, you know, contrary to what a lot of people think, it does rain out here. Not a lot, but it does rain out here. And when it does rain, you find out just how fertile that soil really is. My case in point here is I have this lovely big tree in the backyard. And, you know, it's lovely. It would be really lovely if it was in somebody else's backyard where I could enjoy the shade as the sun was blocked out by it. But unfortunately, that's not the case. I enjoy the shade, and I also enjoy all the leaves that it creates and the several times a year maintenance nightmare. And the maintenance nightmare is the part that made my yard grow. Well, that maintenance nightmare and the fact that it rained. So, you know, one of the times when I had to actually trim that big tree, I trimmed it and I drug out all the pieces. Well, you know, in fact, to be all fairness, we can blame this actually on Mother Nature all the way around because Mother Nature saw fit to actually have one of the big, large branches fall off the tree into the backyard. So at that point in time, I went down to my local Home Depot, bought a chainsaw, and proceeded to cut the branch apart. Now, I do have to take a stab at Black & Decker today because, you know, the instructions on how to actually assemble that chainsaw were less than appropriate. I said several foul words about that saw before I finally, through trial and error, figured out how to actually assemble that piece of garbage so the chain wouldn't fall off. Quite frankly, to the designers, you idiots, I'm not certain why you guys think you had to put a pretty case over something all the time when a bolt would be most sufficient. So, you know, for those of you that are designers, you know, I don't really give a rip if it's pretty. I want it functional. So in the case of your Black & Decker chainsaw, on you. That thing's a piece of garbage. Well, now that I know how to make the guard stay on it so the chain doesn't fall off, it seems to work okay. But the designers are still yo-yos. You know, they should have to use that crap. So, at any rate, I had sawed up this monster limb with my 14-inch electric chainsaw, which, by the way, did cut it up quite nicely. And then me and my True Temper wheelbarrow, we humped all that stuff out to the street. And, you know, that's kind of where the story begins. So we got all our stuff out to the street, made this enormous pile, you know, one you could bury two small Volkswagens in, and waited for the city to come pick it up. About a week later, here comes the city, and they did do a very nice job of picking up my my trash in my yard, and it's off and running, so, you know, I'm fat, dumb, and happy. And then the monsoons came. I love the monsoons. You see these enormous thunderheads rolling up from the south, and they're lovely. You just gorgeous dust storms. They're orange. They're nasty. They're violent. And we don't get them very often. So, you know, when it happens to rain hard, I go out there with my daughters, and we watch the rain, and sometimes we actually stand out in the rain. Of course, if it's lightning, we think twice about that. Usually think twice about it, and then I walk out there anyways. But at least I did think about it before I stood there. At any rate, the rains came, and it rained, and it rained, and it rained, and, you know, this year we got one of the best rains I ever remember. In fact, I think we got over 2 inches at my house in one setting. Folks, that's like 30% of the rain all year in one setting, and it was wonderful, and my yard was so beautiful and so green. And about 2 weeks later, I went out to Dairy Queen, because I like Dairy Queen, and I wanted an ice cream cone, so I went out to Dairy Queen and got an ice cream cone. And I came back to the house, it was about 8:30, and it was dark in the yard, and as I pulled into the driveway, the lights flashed across the yard, and I saw all these little sparkly things in there, and I thought, wow, there's sparkly things in my yard, where did those come from? Maybe aliens flew over and dropped sparkly things in my yard, I don't know. So I backed up a little bit and kind of studied the sparkly thing. And I still wasn't totally sure what the sparkly things were, and I figured at this point my ice cream's melting, and I'm really more concerned about my ice cream than I care about sparkly things, so I went in the house and ate. But the following day, I wandered out, and I did look in the yard, and then lo and behold, I didn't see any sparkling things outside of the quartz that's in the rock, you know, but hey, you know, it is a sparkly thing, I suppose, if the light hits it just right. But what I had was growth. I had wonderful, lovely, natural-caused growth from the rain and my tree that I had to, excuse me, drag out to the front yard for the city to pick up. And, you know, these little trees just grow up, and they're so pretty, and right now I have about 60 of them. And I say right now because I've been a mean, evil person. I've tried to chemically alter their future today, and we'll see how that goes. And quite frankly, I think the nature did more to chemically alter my future, as I'm at least, you know, half a pound lighter after wandering through that 109-degree temperature yard with a spray bottle trying to harvest the life right out of these plants. So, at any rate, that's enough rambling. I'm pushing this thing into like 8.5-9 minutes now. Actually, not quite. I could ramble longer, but, you know, at some point in time, you know, you get tired of listening to me. I certainly get tired of listening to me. In fact, I may not even listen to this myself. I may just post it. But I'm also playing with the software, so I may just kind of see what kind of fun and tinkering we can do with that. So, hey, folks, thanks for tuning in today, and you have a wonderful time. Ciao.